from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who's not even sure what he's going to be talking about, but I'm sure it matters, but it won't matter to you. It will matter. It doesn't. It's not important. My job is important, but what I'm saying is not going to be important to you because I'll probably go off topic and take some time getting to the point because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, everybody, this is Scooter, and I realize that not everybody tunes into this podcast to hear my thoughts or opinions on anything. What most people turn this podcast on for is for creating a safe place. And sometimes creating a safe place means talking about the world outside of the podcast. And so before we get to the episode, I do want to pause and create some space for all of my Black listeners and all of the pain and other strong feelings you're not only experiencing now, but have been experiencing for a long time. I know that I have a lot to learn and a lot of work to do to even become an imperfect ally. But I want you to know, one, that this is important to me and that I care and that I'm here and I want to listen and I want to meet you where you are. And that this is just talk and it really comes down to me taking action and being more actively involved. And to anybody that doesn't really want to talk about this at bedtime, you know, it has to be talked about. Because on the show, I say you deserve a good night's sleep. And that means that Black Lives Matter, that you deserve a good night's sleep. And you deserve so much more than that. You deserve a safe place where you can live your life and be treated with dignity and respect. And that even me saying that it is trite and again, not enough. But that beyond the podcast and Sleep With Me, I'm here for you as well. But I'll be here, and I'll be here in this small way on this podcast to try to create a safe place for you right now. Thank you so much for all of the time you've given me. Now I'll get on with the show and keep trying to create this safe place. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and I actually need you to listen to this message. If you're a regular listener, Sleep With Me. If you're new, don't worry about it. But we've got some big decisions with the show on the horizon, so I really, really need your help. If you are a regular listener to Sleep With Me, and it has changed how you sleep, you rely on the show, you like the show, it does something for you, or you feel good about the podcast, you like it, or you count on it, I really got to ask you to take action. So if Sleep With Me means something to you or you like it, if you can afford to support the show directly or you're willing to consider giving up one takeout lunch a month to support Sleep With Me, try out a trial of Sleep With Me Plus and test out Sleep With Me Plus over the 7-day trial and just see what you think. But I think you'll find you'll be blown away because there's so many different ways to listen to Sleep With Me and stuff like that. So if you think you can afford to support the show, please do that at Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if it doesn't make a difference to you, like it's like I can move on to something else if you stop making the show, or you decide to put out way, way less episodes, or you change what you're doing, I totally am fine with that. That's fine. But if Sleep With Me really does make a difference for you, I mean, I love making the show. I don't like being direct because I usually get way more not nice emails when I'm direct about stuff. But I don't want to put out a message like 3 months from now and be like, you know what, we're changing things up and we've made some hard decisions. I want you to be a part of this decision-making process because it's really like the other time Sleep With Me's been in this place. It's just taking being direct and saying, hey, if you care about the show, I need you to think about doing something about it. So think about it. And yeah, it'll be cool. Like I trust that there's enough of you out there that get so much out of the show because I've heard from you before. So yeah, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus or take one of those other actions. And what do you say we get on with the show? All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. Hey, everybody, it's Scoots, and before we move on with the show, this is normally the Sleepy Supporter Zone, and there are links if you're looking for some support right now, and you need support beyond the podcast. But I also wanted to talk about something I'm supporting right now, and that's 8 Can't Wait. That's the number 8cantwait.org. And it's a project by Campaign Zero, and it is 8 things that every city and state can implement right now that's all backed by data to reduce the harm caused by use of force. So you could support it, you could use the links in the show notes, and you can learn more. And that's 8cantwait.org, and it'll be in the show notes as well. So think about supporting it, think about sharing it, and sharing it with your local community. Thank you so much. Mystery Bard, this episode is about your podcast. We're going to be talking about your podcast as it happens. We'll be talking about your podcast as it happens song a day. But you and a lot of other people also help out on this podcast. Who are they?
Chris Posty Poster Song.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner.
I am the mystery bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance. We're raising money for the Water Wheel Foundation. And Scooter might get a perk.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Look at 8 Can't Wait, 8cantwait.org. You could learn more and you can take action now at 8cantwait.org. Thanks, everybody, and let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, things on your mind that you're thinking about or that are popping in your head. I call them brain bots. Maybe we'll talk about those brain bots. We haven't talked about them too much recently that I remember. But, you know, my brain bots could be distracting me. It could be feelings, like emotions coming up for you related to the thoughts or just coming up on their own, or maybe they've been there. Waiting for a cool breeze or some hot air from a podcaster to, you know, blow them away or gently soothe them. Or just say, well, that breeze is nice. Let me just pay attention to that. I've never felt a cool breeze of hot air except on Sleep With Me. As cool as a breeze of hot air on the other side of the pillow, Sleep With Me podcast, or physical sensations. I'm also here to take your mind off of that. Whatever's keeping you awake. It could be something else. You could work second, third shift. You could be on call. Life, I mean, holy life, if you know what I'm saying, you know, whatever it is, I'm here to keep you company and to take your mind off of stuff so you can drift off. And what I'm going to do is I got this safe place set aside here. Oh boy, is it nice and cozy. It's also, deliverable. It's on its way there. You could come over here or I can send it over there. Or I'll meet you in the middle, you know, whatever works best for you. So I'm going to, one of the ways I do that is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Oh, so creaky. Just like, as I was reminded, Raven was that so Raven. My creaky, dulcet tones. So if my creaky, dulcet tones had multiple channel, you know, shows on channels, for the tween market, and they were their own being, you'd say, okay, so you'd say that's Oh So Creaky. What's that show about, Oh So Creaky? Well, it's about a door, a creaky. We tried to get Oh So Creaky dulcet tones, but they said, that's so Raven. Three words. And I said, oh, so this channel only does TV. I said, oh, well, Pete and Pete, Secret Life of whatever, Sweet Life of whatever and that whatever. Other shows I can't remember. Hannah Montana, that's only two words, actually. They say, right, that's less than four. I say, oh, okay, got me. I guess I could go with Oh So Creaky. Could we do it about a creaky door that runs a house, you know, full of tweens? Adorable. Some adorable, some, you know, more of a, you know, you're a little bit rough around the edges, family that comes together, but also doesn't always work together. And the door that enables that, it could open, the episode could open with the creaky door opening. Okay, I lost the executives I was on the line with. They'll get back to me, though, I'm sure. So, creaky dulcet tones is also what my voice sounds like. Pointless Meanders, you got one of those about creaky dulcet, my creaky dulcet show. That's a different show, the creaky dulcet show. That's more of a personality-driven show. That would be after, Oh So Creaky does big. Then they say, at 2 p.m., check out the Creaky Dulcet show, where the Creaky Dulcet door will be talking to people about things and stuff like that. Celebrities, things, maybe to, Yeah. So pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, unnecessary words, confusing tangents too. So I'm going to do all those things to take your mind off stuff. If you're new, let me give you a couple of pieces of information or try to before I go, as I go off topic once again. So this podcast doesn't work for everybody. That's one thing you need to know. But for most people it works for, You just need to give it a few tries and see how it goes. Or you don't need to. You could give it a few tries and see how it goes. That's what most, I'd say 90 to 95% of listeners say. And there's people now that have been listening to the show 6-7 years. And they commonly say, well, at first I didn't know what it was, and it was a little bit different. And eventually I realized, yeah, I don't know what this is, and it's a little bit different. Perfect for falling asleep to. I didn't know if I liked creaky dulcet tones or creaky dulcet tangents, and then I realized I didn't really need to like it. I don't know if that's what ambivalent is, but that's what we're shooting for, is how my brain's defining ambivalent. You say, well, yeah, I mean, I'm an old boy. I listen to Sleep With Me 7 nights a week, eight episodes a night. Support it. Do everything I can. They say, well, how do you really feel about the show? Clear your actions show you have strong feelings about the Python. Yeah, no, I more feel ambivalent about it. I'm really, I'm here to, you know, I back up my ambivalence. It's the one thing I'm strongly ambivalent about. Normally, you're just ambivalent. What was Sleep With Me? I feel strongly ambivalent about it, yes. Actively ambivalent. That'll be another story one day. I'll tell, you know, another biography I'll write. Okay, so, oh boy, though, I had points. Oh, so, yeah, this podcast doesn't work for everybody. That's one thing. The second thing is, if you're new, approach it kind of loosely and out of focus, because the podcast is very different. It's not really meant to be listened to, but initially you'll have strong feelings because you see, well, this isn't what I expected. And this isn't exactly what I would associate with a sleep podcast. And I'd say, yeah, kind of give it a try and kind of see how it goes. It is very different. You're correct in that. And of course you'd be doubtful or skeptical because you've probably been through tons of sleep solutions and tried a ton of things. And probably spend a lot of money and time on all that stuff. So give this show a few tries, see if it helps. I hope it does. The other thing is, unlike all that other stuff out there that's made to put you to sleep, or it comes with a guarantee, you know, I already said there's no guarantee, but, it comes with a promise of putting you to sleep. This podcast really won't put you to sleep. It will be here while you fall asleep, and maybe for some of you while you're sleeping. So I'm more here to keep you company and tell you a bedtime story just like a friend would as you fall asleep. So I'm here to take your mind off stuff and be a comforting presence or a barely distracting presence you don't have to feel, you know, that you don't have to feel strongly about, that you can feel strongly in your lack of your neutral feelings about. So podcasts you don't need to listen to doesn't really put you to sleep. But the thing is, if you can't sleep or you need the show multiple times or you're waking up or whatever it is, I'm here for you. This show goes to the very end. There's 300 episodes ready for you to listen to. New stuff comes out twice a week. So I'm here. So if you can't sleep, I'm here to keep you company. Or if you're not listening and you're sound asleep, I'm here to keep you company. My job is the same because you're important to me. The reason I make the show, one of the reasons is because you do deserve a good night's sleep. And you don't deserve all that extra pressure or people saying, well, if you did it right, you'd be sound asleep. That's a brain bot. Also, humans talk like that too. But that is an example of a brain bot in my brain. And brain bots are, at least to me, a unitary function within your brain, a bit like brain bots. Not all of them are as cute as BB-8 or that cone droid that I talked about with the wheels. But they could be, they could look delightful, but rarely, unfortunately, I don't have, like, the joy bots. I say hello when I'm looking for the joy bots. They're a little bit harder to find. I mean, they're out there. I've learned that in my own life journey. But the joy bots, you got to actually be more intentional to find them. You got to be in the moment, or you got to keep a gratitude list. But the brain bots, or the other ones, you could use other words to describe them. Like they kind of effortlessly turn on, and then they have a perpetual energy. So, like, one of them would be like, you're doing it wrong. He said, well, I'm just trying to go to sleep. Yep. Well, you've been doing it wrong for that's why. If only you could do it right, you'd sleep great. He said, are you sure it's not the pressure you're putting on me by because I don't know what I've tried everything. Probably haven't tried it the right way. He said, well, but that part of us, it really is, at least for me, the truth is, it's in as much pain as we are. It really needs some loving. And it really doesn't want to poke us like it does. It really wants to help. But it's caught in this weird paradox. I just recently learned this about myself. Because even though I like to talk about it on the podcast, I'm very loving to the brain box. So a lot of times in my personal life, I'm doing a little bit more active work, and sometimes it's not all positive work. I see, you know, especially with that thing, you say, sometimes you get a little fed up, right? And not that long ago, I realized, oh, wow, you're me, and you're kind of stuck in this too, huh? And you're trying to fix things. You really want to help. You just have this one function. You really want to fix stuff. But when you do, it kind of makes it worse. That can't be easy to be a brain bot either. And in that case, they say, hey, come over here and give me, I don't know what to do. So I'll just give you a hug or, well, pat you on your BB-88-like dome or stroke, you know, not to sound funny, but I'll stroke your dome if you want me to. I mean, because you're a brain bot within me. Like those of you that are guffawing, it's fine. So that's the kind of what the podcast does is a lighter version of that. I don't do any brain bot loving or loving like that. What I do is I say, hey, come on in. I'll tell you a story while your human falls asleep. Because I can see you're stuck in a paradox, you know, too, and you're trying to do the best you can. And you got these tools, which is just, you know, being a little bit of a tent that's ear tent, you know, an ear tent, or it rhymes with that. And so I'm here to help. I'm here to help you and your brain bots. And actually, your brain bots, they love my stories because they're so smart. Oh boy, are those brain bots smart and helpful. That's why I keep all the seats up front reserved for brain bots with extra, you know, extra squares of rug. Oh, boy, come on over. And like I've talked about on the show, we have special brain bot treats set out. Lavender oil, circuit soothers. Oh, boy, do we. Melatonin-based circuit soothers. Your rugs are imbued with calming energy. We deionized all the rugs earlier. And plenty of stuff like that. So I'm glad you're all here. So that's, okay, so that's why I make the show, though, is you deserve a good night's sleep and a place of solace. And you're not doing it wrong. It's just not easy. And it's not easy for me either, or the hundreds of thousands of other people that are listening along with you right now. They know how it feels too, and it's not a great feeling, right? But this show's here to make you feel less alone, and to say, yeah, it's not easy for us either. So if I can help you, it'd be my honor, because your world and our world will be a better place if you get a good night's rest, or at least your bedtime could be a little bit more neutral. And maybe you get to set foot on that path where one day you're padding the dome of your brain bots or blowing them kisses or whatever it is. Or, you know, rubbing their domes. I'm not going to say that other one because it's too goofy. And that was an accident anyway. But so that's why I make the show, is because I've been there and I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. Structure, which this is a little late to tell you, but this is something that throws a lot of new listeners off. So show structure goes like this. It starts off with the greeting, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. Then something silly I say in the moment. Then there's business. That really is what enables us to bring you the show twice a week for free and all the 300 episodes there. and keep it free for a million, to be downloaded millions of times a month for free. Then there's an intro. The intro, the business throws some people off, but a lot of people associate the business with the next 18 minutes, which is the intro, because the intro to a lot of some people, even, I mean, even common sense would say an intro should be 3 or 4 minutes tops. But for Sleep With Me, the intro is optional. That's one thing. If you become a regular listener, you could be like the 2% of listeners. And I recently looked this up on another platform, and it was 2%. That skipped the intro. Amazing, those statistics. So you could be the 2% of people that just start the show at 20 minutes, or you could see and kind of see how it goes. But for most listeners, the intro is 16 to 18 to 20 minutes to give you time to unwind, to get ready for bed, or to slowly drift and get comfortable in bed. Because if you're anything like me, sleep does not happen instantly, right? And that's what all those solutions that you're supposed to be doing right kind of say, you know, oh, if you just do this, this, and this, and you do that 84 or 41 breathing or whatever it is, and you think about, you know, the center of light, then you fall asleep. It just never has worked for me. Not that it doesn't work for some people. And I meditate and stuff like that as a part of my routine, but it doesn't help me fall asleep. It does help me fall asleep on a regular basis. So it kind of sounds like I'm poo-pooing stuff. I'm more poo-pooing the idea that, I just saw one of the brain bots poo-poo. I got to clean that up. Sorry about that. That's why I was on my brain. But that was for any kids listening. It's just oil anyway. Don't worry about it. It looks like some oil and some... what is that? I don't know, but lavender, melatonin lavender or something. Okay, so I clean that up.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep, ZocDoc.com/sleep.
ZocDoc.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody.
All right, hey, everybody. Tonight's episode is a crossover with my good friend Jonathan Mann and his podcast, As It Happens, A Song a Day. So if you haven't checked out that podcast, please do. I probably already encouraged you at the start of the show. But it's a wonderful, wonderful podcast by a wonderful, wonderful person. It's songwriting in real time. So if you've ever been curious about the songwriting process or you just want insight into creativity, you could listen as Jonathan Mann, who holds the Guinness World Record for most consecutive days of writing a song. He's written a song every day for over 4,000 days in a row and counting. So you get to listen in while he writes one of his daily songs. You'll get to hear the nuts and bolts of the lyrics, the chords, and the emotion, the heart, the soul that go into it, along with the other stuff, you know, the times it doesn't go so well, when you feel frustrated. And as he says, the general messy, chaotic wildness that comes with a daily creative practice. And oh boy, can I relate to, I can relate to so much of it. And we've had so many conversations about the process and keeping going at the daily work when it's good and when it's not so good. So please check out the podcast As It Happens, A Song a Day, in your podcast app of choice. You'll know it when you see a man with yellow sunglasses. But so tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about Jonathan Mann, and then I'm going to talk about how he became the mystery bard for a Sleep With Me podcast. And then we're going to do an episode in an interesting way that I'll explain to you later as part of the setup, a really fun way, of As It Happens, A Song a Day. I keep saying A Song a Day. As It Happens, A Song a Day. So who is Jonathan Mann? In his own words on his website, he prefers waffles to pancakes. His favorite color is definitely purple, if you've ever seen him before. He's been writing a song a day since January 1st, 2009. He lives in Jersey City with his wife and kids. Normally, he's a conference troubadour. So check out his Patreon right now, because working at conferences and performing at conferences, that was his main gig. You can also personally commission a song from him at song.jonathanmann.net, and he did one for my father's birthday, which was unbelievably wonderful. We all, my siblings and I, we all contributed money to do it, but we also contributed ideas, and he crafted it into something called... That I'll share with you in the song notes. It'll be a surprise. I'll share with you in the show notes here, too. Because it was all about, it really captured the heart and the soul of my father in a really fun and insightful way. So if you need to get your message out, either as part of a video or a song for your business, or to you know, express something to a loved one, or for yourself, your own theme song, go to song.jonathanmann.net. His latest hit was the Baby Yoda lullaby song from The Mandalorian. He's doing songs now for the podcast on a regular basis to help promote our episodes. But you know, when it comes to Sleep With Me and facts, we got to bounce over to Wikipedia and see. I don't think I've looked at this. And see what Wikipedia has to say about the old mystery bard. Who ironically enough I found as we started working together. Say, hey, I went to school with this person, and I said, holy cow, you went to school with that person too? But I'll talk about that, how we met. So according to Wikipedia, Jonathan Mann is a American singer-songwriter known for creating and publishing a new song and video each day since January 2009 under the YouTube channel named Song a Day. Because of a vast quantity of material and speed of composition, he often references immediate current events and popular trends of the very day the video was uploaded. So it is kind of like a slice of his life and the world's life at the same time. In November 2014, Jonathan Mann set the world record for most consecutive days writing a song. And this is according to Wikipedia, so it's not in the Mystery Bard's words. Mann started composing music at the age of 12, enrolled in Bennington College, pursued his graduate studies at Cal Arts. He wrote a rock opera about leprechauns in grad school. He also wrote a rock opera based on the Super Mario Brothers. And since then, he's recorded music and self-released the albums under the names 40 Second Songs, Something Leprechauns, Novox the Robot, Game Jew, the Mario Opera, as well as simply Jonathan Mann. In 2006, he started uploading videos to YouTube under his alias Game Jew. He later started his best-known project, Song a Day, which included several viral hits, one of which we'll be kind of covering tonight. Now, here's something funny. We never met each other. Mystery Bard lived in the SF Bay Area from 2006 to 2012. Made a lot of live appearances with local musicians that were called the Rock Cookie Bottoms. And it kind of goes through all the lineups of that group and a little bit of history about that. So I'll link to this. And then in July 2012, Mann's Song a Day, the album initiative, let colleagues from around the world interact and with performers and add to contribute to contributions via live stream. And that was recorded in Berkeley. Let's see, the Rock Cookie Bottoms also made cameo appearances on the album, as did Fluffy, a longtime participant in song Pillow Fun. In 2014, Mann celebrated his 2000th song with a Reddit AMA, Ask Me Anything. Oh, and then here, it's in here. Mann contributes to music on Night Vale Presents podcast, Sleep With Me, presented by Andrew Ackerman. I don't want to go into the notable ones, except for the most recent one, which is Baby Yoda. He was on, the Baby Yoda song. I don't want to cover the notable contributions because I don't want to get away in the way of the episode, but the Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda is Mann's most viewed song on YouTube as of the time of this recording, and it's based on Baby Yoda, or Baby Oso, as we call Baby Oso on this show, from Disney Plus's series Mandalorian. So that's some facts about Jonathan Mann. And then, so I want to talk about my history with the old mystery. I call him the Mystery Bard because I have a tendency to make names up for people. So this will delve into some of the backstory of Sleep With Me that, I mean, it's been told in some places, but I don't think on an episode as a little bedtime story or part of a bedtime story here. But once upon a time, I have no idea what year this is. Probably 2012, 13, 14, 15. I would say 2015, but I have no idea. Listeners would know better than me the years. But I can tell you, a lot of times I associate places where things happened, so I can tell you a lot of the place things. Well, actually, we got to take a step back a few years. So somewhere in the 20s, I think it was after I had started Sleep With Me, but maybe it was before I started Sleep With Me. Well, definitely before I started Sleep With Me, somewhere 2010, 12, or 11, I started listening to Script Notes, the podcast about screenwriting and things interesting to screenwriters with John August and Craig Mazin. At one point, and during the episode of Script Notes, many, many moons ago, as they say, they were talking about, or John, for a long time, before Craig Mazin became a prolific podcaster, both as a host and as a creative, and he didn't listen to any, I think he still probably doesn't listen to any podcasts, maybe he does now. But Craig just did Script Notes and didn't listen to any other podcasts. But John August did listen to podcasts, so it was kind of a running joke on the show. Now, as I like to say, don't get it twisted. Craig was not anti-podcast. It was like some people are. He just didn't have the bandwidth to listen to podcasts. But if he was here, he probably would jokingly say he is anti-podcast or anti-podcast or anti-podcast. But so anyway, John mentioned a podcast called ATP, Accidental Tech Podcast. And ATP is a podcast hosted by Marco Arment, Casey Liss, and John Siracusa. And that podcast has its own lore where the three of them, they're kind of tech celebrities, I would say, but they're more than that. And I'll talk about it briefly. But originally, they wanted to start a podcast about cars, and then they started talking. This is the lore behind the show, ATP. And then they started talking about tech, and it became the Accidental Tech Podcast. I can't remember off the top of my head. I think they even had a name for their car podcast, like Gleamer or something. It wasn't that, but something cool. Something cooler than the term Gleamer. But so the Accidental Tech Podcast is a show where you listen to Marco, Casey, and John talk about tech stuff. Sometimes it's Apple-centric, sometimes it's not. It's not always Apple-centric. Marco, those of you that listen to the podcast on Overcasts, Marco is the creator of the Overcasts podcast app. And Marco, I've interacted with by email before, incredibly generous and kind person. I've interacted on Twitter with John and Casey, and also Marco loves fish, which, you know, was like, okay, the dude goes from great to super great in my book. So what was my point? So the three of them talk about it, but it's kind of like one of those shows. They all have very distinct personalities, strong opinions, but they're not like opinionated, like in an off-putting way. And you just get to listen to them talk about stuff, and it's very informative. But it's also like, I don't know, they just have a perfect balance of personalities. So it's just really enjoyable to listen to. Even if you don't like tech, I would say give it a listen. And I particularly like I don't know, John Siracusa is probably, I wish I was more like Casey or Marco, but I'm probably a little bit more, I don't have the positive, I only have the negative, like anything that you'd say, that's interesting about John Siracusa. Like those kind of things I probably share, not the positive, like his attention to detail or his dedication or his, you know, breadth and depth of knowledge. I just tend to be curmudgeonly and like, not that he's a curmudgeon, but like that's like one of the delightful things about his personality. I don't think he likes using his pockets either, which I do, but I can relate to I don't know. There's just a lot of great stuff. But another great thing about the show was that it has music, and they have sponsor music, and they have a theme song. And I love the theme song just because, I grew up in Syracuse, so John Siracusa, I don't know, it's just another bonus for me. So I would listen, the theme song's really good. So listen to Accidental Tech Podcast. Maybe if I remember, I'll link to the theme song too. And it's just really fun and really memorable. And I said, who the heck is this person that wrote this song? It's so good. And ends up, it's this person named Jonathan Mann. And I said, oh, who is this Jonathan Mann? And maybe I'd heard about him already about from Song a Day. So I went from being like maybe kind of aware to being like, this person's brilliant. And then I would hear other sponsor-related songs on Accidental Tech Podcasts when they had them. But I would like listen to the Accidental Tech Podcast just to hear. I mean, I would be waited with bated breath because it would be at the end of the show most of the time. And I can hear it in my head right now. I won't sing it though, but I just loved it. And I remember complimenting and just on Twitter saying, man, like complimenting Jonathan and ATP. And, you know, like trying to get a brush with someone I like greatly appreciated. So then, like another event that led to this was, so I was, maybe I was on Jonathan's radar or not. He would have to speak to that, but he was on my radar. Then at some point, there's a podcast network called Gimlet that's a part of Spotify now. And maybe you've heard some of Gimlet's podcasts like Startup or Science Versus or, you know, Reply All, Heavyweight. They have a lot of great podcasts, but they had this podcast for a little while called Sampler. And it was hosted by Brittany Luce, who was a wonderful person, and was produced by someone named Chris Neary, also a wonderful, wonderful person to work with. And they had me on as a guest. And to me at the time, it was a pretty big deal. It was such a big deal that I kept trying to back out of it and sending Chris emails and saying, hey, just don't interview me because, you know, I probably don't need this coverage and some other pod. Like, I was just like, but I definitely could have used the attention for the podcast. But they persisted and they interviewed me on this podcast about Sleep With Me. And it was very, very nice coverage and very insightful about the podcast. And I kind of haven't kept in touch with either one of them recently. But so that's a good reminder to send Brittany and Chris emails and just see how they're doing. It was like cool. And then, now I'll never forget this because I was on the bus. And this was after the Sampler piece had come out, maybe not that long after, like a couple days. And I was on the 51A and I had to take it all the way from Fruitvale BART all the way to the east end of Alameda, Webster Street, where I lived at the time. I lived blocks off Webster. And I remember we were in the middle of Alameda, which is a pretty long stretch, where you're just driving across the island and buses stopping a bunch and, you know, all the commuters are getting on and off. And I remember I was sitting all the way back in the back of the bus. Usually I would use that to listen to podcasts. I couldn't write on the bus. I would write on the BART train. But I would use my time on the bus normally to listen to episodes of Sleep With Me or listen to other podcasts. And all of a sudden in my phone pops up a DM from Jonathan Mann and says, hey, what's up? Said some nice stuff about me. I heard you on Sampler. Your show sounds really cool. I checked it out. And I said, man, you're cool too. And he said, totally, you're cool too. And I said, totes my goats, man. He said, hey, maybe we could find a way to work together. You want to catch up? And I said, yeah, sure. Of course, part of me was like nervous because I said, I don't know how to catch up with people. Like, what do you mean? And, you know, that kind of stuff. And I said, oh boy, I got to catch up with somebody. But eventually we set up a phone call and we hit it off and we're talking, oh, how could we work together? And we talked about jingles and the work he had done on ATP. And then we kind of this idea of Lola jingles. Now, this was back when the podcast, podcast always had ups and downs with sponsors. And it's been always confusing to me why companies would not want to sponsor the show because listeners get so much out of it. But one, to some of them, the show can seem they don't understand the podcast and the connection the listeners have to it. And it can seem to them something more trivial than a real thing or gimmicky or the direct response, which is most of what podcast sponsorship is, where you hear something and then you buy it. You know, they're like, well, your show just won't sell enough stuff to make it make sense, which is totally a fair thing. But, you know, because I'm a bit curmudgeonly, at first, at least, I was like, that's not acceptable. Like, these listeners get so much value out of the show, and you should be honored to be able to sponsor it. But, so I was a little bit overvaluing my connection to you and not understanding, well, people still have to buy the stuff for the business, for it to make sense for the business to advertise. And so then it was a struggle, so this opened up this idea of the Mystery BART, so Jonathan could do jingles for the show and maybe that would help people remember the sponsors better. And it was and it would be fun. Like for me, I've lived a lifetime of loving jingles and songs. And so I said, wow, that sounds like a really cool idea. Let's do it. And then I said, but like Sleep With Me, I'd been doing the show long enough. So this probably was like 2015 or maybe even 2016. I don't know. I have no idea. Let's see, I think I started a Patreon in 2016. So yeah, sometimes in 2016, I would say. And I'm pretty sure it was like, maybe it was in the spring. I'm not sure about that because then I can remember having this idea and I can remember where I was. And I'm pretty sure I was either texting or call on the phone with Jonathan because they said, okay, well, let me think about how we're going to do this because there's a couple of things. One, I've learned that when Sleep With Me changes, it's very disruptive for listeners. Now, a show necessarily has to change things from time to time. That's unavoidable. But when it changes, it throws things off because people are used to having the podcast a certain way, and people have strong feelings about change, understandably, and then the idea that their favorite sleep podcast is changing, they're going to have strong feelings about that. So those are normal reactions that I had like already, I don't think I'd gotten used to them, but I knew, I said, okay, we can't just start playing jingles. Like we have to like work it slowly into the show. And then, we have to find a way to consistently do it. And this is when we're putting out 3 episodes a week and we just didn't have, we didn't have very many sponsors, maybe Casper and that was it. So, what was my point? So I came up with this idea. I said, well, what if we like make it? I said, enough people have to know who you are, but what if we do it like a game show, like where we do a few different songs and we slowly give clues, like you're the mystery bard that's going to start working on the show. And we do this slow reveal over like 3 or 4 songs to reveal who you are. That'll be really fun. And there are times where I think ideas are fun and the listeners don't, or it's not as fun, or the execution. A lot of times it's just the execution, you know, because it's something new, isn't always aligned with my excitement about it. I tend to get really excited about stuff like this. And I also tend to not be good at clues and stuff. But I remember, so we did it, and we did, I don't know how many episodes, because some of this memories are not clear. But so then we started doing it and it just became like, who is this mystery bard? And we were just doing fun stuff like that. And then finally it was revealed, or people started to figure it out too. I remember when the first couple people figured it out and I was like, that's so cool that some people figured it out. And then it was like, oh, okay. But then it just kind of stuck that he would be the mystery bard. And that's just so fun to me. Much like Chris Posty Posterson or Carl W. the Legend, Kenny Scotty and Jennifer on our artwork, the Silvertone, who was a jazz singer that I gave a name to on the podcast, the Defrenestrator, the Lord and the Lady of the podcast. There was a lot of people that got nicknames. I just like giving nicknames out. It's fun. And so... so we did that. Then we had the mystery bard and we had the songs, but we didn't have any sponsors. So, but I said, okay, well, if we're going to do this, at least initially, we should have a song every episode because as soon as there's not a song, we're not able to do that anymore just because of the size of the show and stuff, but it was like I said, okay, we'll put a song in every single new episode. So we had to come up with, like, I had to come up with other things that he could make songs about. And a lot of that was, like, fun stuff. So we tried to get Michelle Obama to go on the Sampler podcast. That was one of our songs, First Lady of the United States. And that didn't work, but actually people got excited about it. And I was hoping it would work just to hear, like, what podcast she likes and she listens to. We tried to get Cat Stevens to go on WTF with Marc Maron. So we had a song about that. We had a song about what podcasters like to shop at Trader Joe's. So we had, who was on there? Roman Mars, And now, then my mind blanks out. Craig Mazin, probably, or John August. And someone from Slate. I can't think of it. So we were doing fun songs like that. And it just became a thing. It was fun. Then, like, things have changed on and off with the podcast. Because we said, well, maybe the sponsors would actually pay extra for the songs. Spoiler alert. They did. Companies don't ever want to pay extra for anything. So it was like, okay, well, maybe we'll just get them. It would make it more, make the ads work better anyway. So it's just something we've been always playing with, and it's kind of always been evolving and testing. And then the Mystery Bard at some point launched his own podcast. So now what we're going to do is I'm going to read a transcript from, so this is going to be fun. So this is a transcript from one of the Mystery Bard's episodes that I'll link to in the show notes. But we took the transcript, his episode, the audio, and we ran it through machine transcription. And then we're going to run it through Scoots's transcription to make it like a very funny bit. I mean, this should be interesting. So I'm going to read through this and go on tangents. So this is an episode of As It Happens, A Song a Day. Song a Day, As It Happens by Jonathan Mann. Song, pillowfun.org. Oh boy, those B-O-R-Gs. You know them from TNG. But it's also a weekly song competition that's been going on since the early art days. Also known as the early aughts, the arts of the aughts, as many people say. Oh, do I remember those days. Oh, do I remember those days. And each week you're given a title, and then you make a song with that title. You email it to someone who's called the Pillow Master, who posts all the songs to be voted on. And this is me, the Mystery Bard, speaking. What up, Sleep With Me listeners? I don't normally say what up, but because Scoots is interpreting me. And this is me reading from a machine transcript of my podcast. The song with the most votes wins, and there's no prize. But the warm satisfaction of a job well done from, like, 2003 to 2005, I participated in Song Pillow Fun every single week, and I rarely won. But it was a precursor to Song a Day, and I found it was like a great way to keep myself accountable and keep writing songs. And that's pretty powerful advice right there, not to interject, Mr. Bard. Great piece of advice you just gave out. Thanks, Scoots, but let me do, okay, thanks. Since starting Song a Day, I occasionally go back and participate in the old pillow fun with the pillow, you know, the pillow tossing and stuff via song. That's just a metaphor. So that's what we're going to do this week, and this is As It Happens, a show about songwriting in real time. And Jonathan Mann, I've been making songs every day since January 1st of 2009. There are infinite ways to approach a treading song, and you never know how it's going to go. This could be the honey's knees, or it could be the thing that keeps you out of the honey. O-U-C-H, sorry. Okay, let's do it. Okay, so the title of this week on the song Pillow Fun is Long Story Short, and it does have an optional challenge, and the optional challenge is piano plus a synth pad. Actually thinking that, I would just tell the story I've actually told many, many times in many, many, many different contexts. but I would. I've never written a song about it, so I'd write a song that tells the story of the time that I made Steve Jobs dance. That'll be my version of Long Story Short. And if you want a short story long, you're definitely in the right place tonight. Other than that, I don't know what it's going to sound like, or let's bring up a piano with a synth pad. Yeah, listening to it in my mind. A piano with a synth pad. Since I already listened to the original episode, I say, well, no, that's not what I'm looking for. Let's see, I had this idea to start the song right away with chorus songs. Write songs. I'm partial to putting the title right in the chorus. Not everybody does that. You know, the beauty of a song Pillow Fun is you could hear 20 different people interpret one title, obviously in wildly different ways, and it's fun to listen to the way everyone decided to go. Certainly does sound fun that way. Really excited. So, let's see. The Steve Jobs. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and add a little drum sound. Drummity, drummity, poof. Something like that. I'm wondering if this is a time I should start with the lyrics and do the music second, figure out what the chorus is going to say, and then set it to music, because I'm not really liking what this is. Rumpf. I'm liking parts of it, but it's not... I don't know what I'm doing. I'm Steve Jobs dancing his jeans in turtleneck. Miss Turtleneck and Jeans. Oh, boy. I wonder if that has ever been a sash. Congratulations, Miss Turtleneck and Jeans. Steve Jobs, Dancer of the Year. He did a wiggle and a shimmy while I sang up on the screen. I think Mr. Bart had a good shimmy song back in the day, too, that kind of went big. I'm going to basically throw out, maybe not throw out, I'm going to set aside everything I've done so far. That little piano bit, piano poof, and that little drum bit, drummity, drummity, poof. I'm going to set it aside so I don't like it right now. And this chorus I've written now suggests to me a different kind of vibe. And now here I may see Justin's church neck and jeans, the old church neck and jeans. He did a wiggle shimmy. And you might say, Scoots, could you interject here? What's the difference between a church neck and a turtleneck? And they say, well, that's a great question. I can only speak from the times I wore a turtleneck to church as a kid. And when I was a kid, that was the 80s. So you probably couldn't get away with it. You're supposed to have a collar. And so a church neck is actually a turtleneck with a zipper or what do you call it? That stuff called the stuff Velcro or buttons. And it can be on the sides or the back or the front. And you can undo it so it looks like a collar. So you say, well, just like they say, party in front at bedtime in back or whatever. Or business in front, you say turtleneck when I'm not at church, church neck when I'm at church. This is much different than the mock turtleneck, which I guess is you could wear to church, maybe. I don't know if that's considered a collar. So that's a bit about the church neck. But back to Steve Jobs doing that wiggle and shimmy. Well, it's saying up on the screen, and I don't want it to be too slow. I want it to have a pep to it, of course. I think I made Steve Jobs dance is a horrible sentence to sing. I mean, I can't sing on a sleep podcast, but I think I made Steve Jobs dance. I made the Jobs dance. What if instead of saying Steve Jobs, I just say Steve Amaze Steve Day in his turtleneck and jean did a wiggle in a shinny. Is a shinny, is that the sound a horse makes, or is that a whinny? I don't think it's either one of those, but a horse makes a sound, they say. And I don't know if that's a shimmy or a whinny, but this is a shinny saying upon the screen. May is 100, be like a little bit slower. Maybe it's like the dance in his turtleneck and jeans. See, for me, I would always, I could never do this job, Mystery Bard, because I would always just go into a cover song. So that tells you your ability to focus, because I would already go into another song by Neil Diamond there. Think about it, though. This is like still not if I added some kind of percussion, swishity, swishity, swish, something like that, maybe. Oh, yeah, take out the bass, chicka-chicka-bomb-bomb, and the bass is going to change. Put that on a pillow, man, so I have it there. Oh, yeah, take out the bass, or the bass is going to change. And so the kick drum. The kick, John, would be more like not a hi-hat. It's so counterintuitive. I mean, I just have to, like, sometimes I have to go against my instincts and sometimes I have to indulge them. But so often just going straight for the don't, the very straight kind of thing that I don't think about putting a little bit more of a swing on things. Now, that's some kind of revolutionary thing, but amazing. The dance in this turtleneck and Gene did a wiggle and a shimmy. Well, I was saying it wasn't quite working, but it's much closer. The dibbity dance. Maybe we should put in a different key. Maybe put it in a different key so I can sing, that high part. Oh boy. As Scoots likes to say, Oshkosh bagosh, but maybe not. I don't know. Its sun is definitely not showing itself to me. And we're like not even out of the first part yet. I think it needs something. It needs something. So this is just like a cymbal way that I can tune the snare drum. It still needs something, okay? Huh, I'm like intrigued by this. By this, I could make work, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure how to make this work, but I do know it's going to be okay because I've done this thousands of times before. It almost feels like this is going to be like a Fresh Prince rap. Holy moly, am I excited to hear that. You know, I have a story that I'd like to tell all about the side. You all know I was a huge fan. I had both as early albums. Parents just don't understand. I didn't realize Mr. Bard was a Fresh Prince fan, but I'm glad. Every song was a story song. He was always like telling these really elaborate stories. I was just coming home from a family vacation, really fruited down and on the do it. This is going to be... this is like going to be really not so great, but I'm here. I'm going to lean into it. I'm going to lean into the awfulness. As cheesy as these lyrics are going to be there, like it's actually the true story. So I was just coming home from a family vacation, feeling pretty down about my situation. I had been hoping to win a brand new car in a contest for a Klondike bar, but I lost, and so it was nursing, you know, that sad, surfing the World Wide Web, as you do. Let us saw the Steve was going to address this little thing known as the intended. Gabe, do I, like, explain what an antenna gate was? No, because if you're listening to the song, gosh help you, if you are listening to it, you probably don't care. So seeing the through around a song a day, I sat down to him and I thought to myself, hey, okay, of course comes back at some point. Okay, so we're getting close, and I think what I'm going to do for our podcast purposes, the basic structure of the song has made itself clear. Basically, all that's left to do is record in a way that doesn't suck and then futz with the music so it changes enough. And that remains interesting. Over the course of the song, I'm just going to go ahead and record the vocals and do a little bit of futzing. Let's hear the final track as it's presented to us today. You could do that in the show notes here at Sleep With Me Podcast or in your podcast app of choice. Fortunately or unfortunately, as the case may be, a deep dance turtleneck and jeans. He did a way of an Atlanta shimmy as a saying of bone. The screen, yeah, mates, a deep dance they can never do before. And I'm going to tell you about it. This is a long story short. I was coming home from a family vacation disappoint. A Baumus situation was going to win a brand new car in a contest for a conduct bar. But I lost, and it was making me down, surfing the World Wide Web as you do. When I saw Steve was gone to address the little thing known as the antenna gate mass. So seeing the zone around a song, I sat down to talk to myself, hey Brad, about how Danagate is kind of no big deal, you know. So a rope video posted to his locker. Always do send it to MGC, the TechCrunch blogger. I was in league with Steve. Dan sang into a phone. Darn baggy. Long story short about it, the next morning woke up to an email subject line. Your video from PR@app.com. I was pretty sure that I was being punked at me in the shower, thinking about spoofing. That's when my phone began to ring. Unknown caller. Well, that's strange. Who is it? My name is Steve Dowling. Steve Jobs, like your video. He wants to use it today to open the press conference. Can we use it? Oh, yes, you can. Or in the Mystery Bard's words, yes. So dream of a turtleneck dancing with a shimmy and jeans here and in the world beyond. And then listen to As It Happens, a song a day. Good night. Yeah, right. I want to thank everybody who reviewed the show over on Apple Podcast. John C. said, like lifesavers, I'm a conductor for the railroad. I call every day 24/7. So I sleep all hours, day or night. This podcast puts me asleep and I don't know what I'd do without it. Give it a chance. It works. Thanks, John. And I love hearing from train conductors. That's really impressive. So if you hear this message, send me a message. I want to hear more about that. This is SMG says, didn't think it would work. First night I woke up surprised. I listened to a GOT episode. Sounded like the most mundane thing in the world. 10 out of 10 recommend. Love Music Man says, amazing. Imagine Dragons number one fan says, it's like sorcery and WITCH craft. Love it. Puts me to sleep. If I don't listen to it, I'll be up. Works so well. All right, Barney the Dinosaur, 68, 46, 54, 31, 26, 84, 64, 55, 463. said the best sleeping medicine. So a lot of Barney the dinosaurs out there. Again, insomnia, most things don't help. But this podcast comes in. What does he talk about? I don't even know. I never even made it through the introduction. Thanks, Barney. Wanderer Arch says, not an insomniac. You know, I don't even have insomnia. It's a weird way to start the review, but I use it because I don't like silence, and I play it when I'm trying to sleep or when I'm not able to. It delays me but it's great for white noise. That isn't white noise, and that's kind of what the podcast really is about, so thanks for getting that. High heels, no thank you, says hide and seek. They were like, must be a big fan of Night Vale. Linda Lou, sleep with earbuds. They're trying to figure it out because her husband works in the third shift. Try sleep phones, Linda Lou, or a sleep pillow speaker. Jack 13 says helps every time. And Mr. Rogers for insomniacs, a certain age, updated it because everything we're all dealing with is a planet right now. Julie F. Is very thankful, listening for 4 years and loves The Mandalorian. And Perm Elizabeth says their boyfriend falls asleep during the intro, but then, you know, if their boyfriend's asleep, I can cover, you know, just doing the dull part. So we're working in a team there for Perm Elizabeth, or Pem Elizabeth. So thanks, everybody, for reviewing the show over on Apple Podcasts. I really appreciate that. Kadra the Dragon overview of the show on Podchaser. They listen to Princess Bride first time. I think they had a dream about it too. So that's cool. M. Bailey M. says, you know, they don't like silence, so this is a good background noise for them, even when they're during the day. And I say, great. And Skellington Tour said they fell asleep. So thanks, everybody, for reviewing the show on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. I really appreciate it. And Sleep With Me exists as a podcast. Give people that support the show on Patreon, support our sponsors, support the show through other means, and we grow as a show by people spreading the word, you know, organically when it comes up. So I couldn't do without all of you, but, you know, that's what it empowers me and enables me to be here for you. So that's great. And speaking of letting you know about podcasts, here's one I want you to know about. All right, everybody, Scoots here. I'm doing our month in review on Sleep With Me Plus, which is similar, if you're still listening on Patreon, if you could think about moving over, but it's going to be similar to what you would have seen there this month. And as far as the ad-free episodes, a lot of them are coming out in the ad-supported feed that you all listen to as well. I gotta find the right podcast app. So I was also buying time because, so on Sleep With Me Plus, one of the main differences, everything is separated out into its own feeds. So there's 4 different podcasts. I'm going to start with the bonus episode podcast. So it just has bonus shows. And on March 2nd, a mayor tour, Welcome to Scooterville, a Postie special edition super deluxe episode came out. These are really cool. They come out on a couple Saturdays a month. And these are something that's just really important, been really important to me. Ideally down the road, we'll have budget to do more or somebody else even do a version 2. But it's basically Chris Postie Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful. It takes an episode of Sleep With Me and reimagines it in a sense. That's pretty much it. That's all the instructions for Chris. Hey, take an episode, reimagine it. But this year, Chris has been doing this for years. So in the bonus feed, it's years and years and years of this. As a matter of fact, in the bonus feed I'm looking at, there's 377 episodes. I think that's in the Boar Besties feed. But so right now in 2020, four? Is that what year it is? Chris is doing this Scooterville series. So definitely worth checking out if you're like, love Sleeping Me. You're looking for something like a little bit different with some sound design. You want to listen to it during the day. Or a lot of people, when they start to support the show and they discover these, this is what they sleep to because everybody's a little bit different. What else we got in this feed? Audio news, Scooterville. Oh, Contact. TNG Contact Part 2 came out since I think we last recorded this. And then a Fearless Flyer episode is about to come out. I think maybe this week, the February Fearless Flyer episode. Okay, then Boar Besties and Boar Friends also get a feed with All Intro and All Night shows. So Thursday night, All Intro episode came out. Weird, the All Night episode, I might have archived it, but Big Farm in the Sky PI. Huh, I guess there's an all-night episode that's going to come out or should be in this feed that is, so doesn't seem to be there. So this is good. I'm checking this. This is live quality control. Maybe it's in another feed. I put it in the wrong feed. But yeah, not sure which one it is either. So I'll have to look into that. So that's interesting. Okay, then you get a feed with ad-free full episodes. And so they don't have any, they don't have the supporter zone. They don't have the sponsor stuff. They don't have the Mystery Bard music or the thank yous at the end. But they are something that, because you can listen to that in the ad-supported version, right? But so let's see, episode 1245 came out Sunday. That was Great British Bake Off episode 8. Multiplex episode 3 came out. Hickory Dickory Farms. Ren Faire with Ray came out March 3rd, 1243. 1242 Bake Off episode 7 came out. February 25th, Multiplex episode 2 came out. Julius J. Juice. What else we got? 1240 Apple Cider Redo. That was Trader Joe's Shop and Cook episode. Big retraction in that one. You know, retracted my opinion on apple cider donuts from Trader Joe's. So, yeah, and then the audio news. And then in story only, we had, the same thing. Everything comes out on Sleep With Me Plus. This is so cool. There's something we only have been able to do since we moved to a new platform. Is we're able to put out the story only episodes and the full episodes on the same day because they're in separate podcasts. We couldn't do that on the old platform because everything would just been too clogged up and it would just been too confusing for a large number of people. So now, yeah, story only. There's like a lot of story only fans, and yeah, they got the same thing. Great British Bake Off 8, Multiplex 3, Ren Faire with Ray, Great British 7, Multiplex 2. Trader Joe's Shop and Cook, Apple Cider, then Dessert Week, Great British Bake Off, whatever, episode 6, Multiplex 1, Wandering Towers, Board Game Unboxing. So yeah, that's everything that came out this week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I've been working really hard at the planning calendar, and we got some exciting stuff coming up to sleep to. That's so exciting, you don't need to listen to it. What do we have? Multiplex 7 I recorded yesterday. Started writing Multiplex 8 today. These are a couple months away, but The Guild, the web series of The Guild, did the part of season 1 of that, and we're definitely going to do season 1 of that and probably season 2, maybe go on. I don't know. Maybe do season 1 and season 2 and take a break. Those will be coming out late spring, early summer. I came up with two new ideas for random Tuesday episodes. One with pillow, like other plush friends, a pillow pet. And then another one that would be called the Marble Vagabond. And those are episode ideas that came out of intros. Neither of those has been recorded, though. Those intros were recorded. The Marble Vagabond intro will be in part 2 of our coverage of the movie Bring It On. What else have we recorded? We did an episode called Willy Wonka Interactive Experience Immersive Adventure, which I was really happy with. And that's going to be a new genre of Sleep With Me style show of like poorly run immersive experiences. like the one like that kind of got a lot of press, and we got to work on the audio for something very similar, but it was called the Willy Wonka experience. Also not a very high budget experience, but at least it had audio from Scoots or a narrator like Scoots. So that'll come out late spring, early summer. And then our crossover series, we got three episodes done, episode 2, 3, and 4 from season 1. So that'll be coming out this spring too and summer. So yeah, that's everything right now. And thanks so much. If you're listening, it's a free feed. It'd be great if you think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. This enables us to do everything we do, and those of you that support the sponsors, we also really count on those of you that just spread the word about the show. So thank you for doing that, and that's it. Good night, everybody.